From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott.
You are absolutely superb, beautiful lineup. Thank you very much. May I have the beagle?
Yes, the beagle!
Sound there from the 2008 Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, when Best in Show was awarded to a statuesque beagle named Uno. On Monday, Westminster kicks off its 137th contest in front of a rapt audience at Madison Square Garden and millions of bemused TV watchers. Many are mystified by competitive dog handling, having drawn most of their perceptions from the 2000 mockumentary Best in Show.
What do you see in front of me? What do you see in front of me? You see a big blue ribbon. It's right here in front of you. You want it? You come and you grab it. You get it.
She's not listening to you. She's nervous. She's freaking out.
Well, get the busy bee.
Michael Hitchcock and Parker Posey there as neurotic dog handlers Hamilton and Meg Swan. The writer Josh Dean dove into a similar cast of characters on the dog show circuit while researching his book, Show Dog, The Charmed Life and Trying Times of a Near-Perfect Purebred. We spoke to him last year when the book first came out and found that his experience with dog shows had been just as limited as ours.
The bulk of my knowledge honestly came from Best in Show, too. I would watch Westminster most every year just because I like watching cute dogs run around in a circle, but I didn't really know what was going on. Best in Show turned out to be, it's obviously a mockumentary, but as one breeder told me, it's almost too close to reality.
Mm. You spent a year alongside Jack, an Australian Shepherd, and a rising star. What made him the dog to follow for you to find out more about this dog show universe?
You know, I had the idea and was determined to do this book, but I was almost paralyzed by the idea of choosing one particular dog. But I befriended a handler team out in Pennsylvania, husband and wife, named Heather Bremer and Kevin Bednar. And they handled the kind of dogs I liked, which were sporting dogs and herding dogs and sort of athletic, medium to large-sized dogs. And I went out to a show, and Jack just sort of chose me.
Well, we read about Jack's story in the book and the eccentric and really fascinating, sometimes treacherous, behind the grooming stand look at the show circuit. Now, first, the dog handlers and owners can be in thousands of shows across the country and the world each year. So what does that involve for them?
It's unbelievable. I mean, these people are really underappreciated, I think. I think when people hear that there's this culture of dog professional dog handlers, like, oh, that's what kind of joke of a job is that? But these are people who are almost never home. There's dog shows 50 to 52 weeks a year. Sometimes these shows run from Wednesday to Sunday, sometimes Thursday to Sunday. They have to travel between destinations. I mean, Heather and Kevin, the couple that I followed, they may be home some months, 2 days. And when they're on the road, they are up at sunrise with dogs, because at a given weekend, a successful handler team or a solo handler will have somewhere between 8 and 20 dogs under their care. Each of those dogs needs to be walked and watered and fed and exercised and groomed and primped and trained. And they barely have time to eat meals, honestly. It's an incredibly arduous job.
And these temp cities of, you know, RVs and minivans, people reading publications like the Lhasa Apso Reporter, Schnauzer Shorts, and Chin Chin Chats. You also write about, you know, a kind of the curated selection of T-shirt slogans observed at dog shows. Any favorites come to mind right offhand?
I mean, all the wiener dog T-shirts are funny. That's kind of an easy pun.
Uh-huh. But, I loved dog hair, the other condiment.
Yeah, dog show people revel in kind of the filth, and they seem to appreciate the dogs are dogs, and the hair and the drool and the excrement. It's all like a joke and part of the fun to them.
Well, that's part of the question for me. I mean, let's pull back the curtain a little bit on the dog show. I've always wondered how handlers make sure that the dog actually does its business before the show, meaning
yeah, there's an art to that. Some of it is managing their intake so that you can manage the out, what comes out. Mm-hmm. Dogs can be trained to do anything. I mean, they were a human invention. They like to make us happy. And one of those things is at least mostly learning to go to the bathroom on command or on schedule, which is not to say that there aren't accidents. Accidents are a hazard of the dog show world, and it's even happened at Westminster Under the Lights.
And they're very high-stakes shows. There's a lot of strategy that you write about, a lot of tension, a lot of setbacks, and cheating. Now, what does it mean to cheat in a dog show?
Really what it means to cheat is any alteration of the dog. I mean, the AKC rulebook says that you're not supposed to alter the appearance, so the dog should look, in theory, like it's supposed to look if it weren't touched by humans. So you can wash and dry it. But that said, go to a dog show and everyone is using hairspray. You know, hairspray and chalk would be the two most common things that really are permitted. And a judge is allowed to dismiss you from the ring if, say, he pats the side of the dog and white chalk dust sprays out. So usually handlers are pretty good about putting chalk in so that it doesn't reveal itself.
They can't use hairspray?
You're not supposed to. But, yeah, I mean, look at a Bichon or look at a poodle. I mean, these are dogs that are hairsprayed like the cats of Jersey Shore. I mean, unbelievably poofed out. So it's really like it's a rule that no one honors. That said, there is cheating. I mean, they're on the bad side. You'll have surgeries to if a tail doesn't set itself quite right, they can clip muscle on the tail. You'll see prosthetics put into ears to make them stick up. Prosthetic testicles even in dogs because dogs have to be fully intact, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
In England, there's a big problem with dying dogs. So poodles, especially black poodles, tend to gray as they get older. And now at Crufts, the big show, they've started actually hair testing dogs to be sure they're not dyed.
Wow. Reality TV shows that are now about pageant moms, you know, with toddlers spray tanned and in full-blown makeup. They're getting a lot of attention from watch groups as a form of abuse. Is there any kind of protest groups eyeing dog shows for abuse?
PETA seems to show up at Westminster every so often, but their issues are a little unclear. I mean, they're to some degree against pedigree dogs in general. I mean, certainly puppy mills have given purebreds a bad name. Puppy mills are horrible, but responsible breeders are actually doing a very good job to maintain healthy breed stocks. I actually have a chapter about do dogs enjoy dog shows, and I talked to some dog psychologists and people who study behavior. And what most people will tell you is that dogs want to make people happy. Dogs like to play games and be given jobs. And a dog show is really either a game or a job. And if the dog does its job correctly, it gets praise and treats and love. And it gets to spend all day with other dogs. So, which isn't to say that there probably aren't some bad handlers who mistreat dogs. And if that's the case, then that's terrible. But the people I spent time around treated the dogs really well. The dogs seemed very happy. The owners seemed very happy. I mean, they don't like losing, but the nice thing is the dogs don't care if they lose.
The most wins by a group at Westminster has gone to terriers so far, 45 wins. Now, the next group, sporting dogs, have only 19. Is there a bias among judges?
It certainly seems that terriers and then poodles are the breeds that tend to do best. But that probably has a little bit to do with judge preference. It probably has more to do with the fact that poodles and terriers have a stage presence that a lot of other breeds do not. They seem to like to perform under the lights, and there's a little bit of an unpredictability about them that I think judges want to see personality, because at the end of the day, the 10 or 12 or 15 or 7 in Best in Show dogs in front of a judge are all pretty close to perfect. So the judge has to find the one thing that's going to make one of those dogs stand out, and personality is often that thing.
Josh Dean, author of Show Dog, The Charmed Life and Trying Times of a Near-Perfect Purebred. Links to more on his book and more on the Westminster Kennel Club show kicking off next week are at wordofmouthradio.org. And while you're there, you can share your thoughts on puppies, purebreds, pampering, and dog shows. Good, clean fun, or something else entirely.